the show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. What?
We love Brandon.
I know.
Apparently, we don't speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMM.
Shelly or Sarah.
HPA, Shelly or Sarah. We don't speak for any of these guys. GA.
We speak for GA?
HA.
Or any of the Anons.
Yeah, none of them. They're guys. My name is Bruce B, as always, with
Shelly.
And Mark.
Hey, what's your problem?
Hey. Yeah, what do we do now?
Yeah, what's your problem?
With what?
Well, I said...
He goes, thank you to Brandon, and
like
half the studio
out.
Went into a pop-up.
No, it was just because you didn't rotate. We did Brandon on the last show. We were supposed to go, I think, back to Phil.
Sorry, Phil.
Sorry, Phil.
We'll catch you next time.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't realize we had a rotation.
Well, we have been.
I thought it was random.
Because I know we
I
have.
Thought it was like hitting shuffle. You get what
exactly.
You get.
Exactly. You get what you get. You know.
If you don't like it, you open the show.
I mean, we have to be careful because now I'm hearing from people that they want different versions of their thing and they're going to re-record and,
yes.
You know. So
you're
I don't
about
even
out of time. You better get going.
I don't know what things we should even be doing.
Okay.
Don't know.
All right.
So what do you want to banter about, Shelly?
I think that was it.
I think that was it. It was as much banter.
That was the whole bantering right there?
I'm as bantered as I'm going to get.
She's so excited to get to the topic that she wants to get through this stuff. So
I've already forgotten the topic.
I know the topic.
Oh, good.
The Trudge Report.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Random things flying around. Okay,
sorry,
let's
I'll
see.
Land.
We have the young man from
Florida.
What's that?
Who is in jail?
I know she doesn't share his history to me.
Up north, in Illinois, Napier County.
He's
or Naperville,
from Florida, but he's in jail.
In jail in Illinois.
Okay.
Because he got off the train with 45 pounds of marijuana.
What did he get on the train with? Party!
110 pounds.
Got on the train with 100 pounds.
They don't know what he got on the train with.
Since 110 other people got off the train really stoned.
We're running low on coal. Anybody have anything that burns?
The entire train's going, yeah. Cheetos,
whole cities,
Cheetos,
whole cities
Cheetos.
Along that line are just like, they're out of Twinkies in like 27 cities on that line.
Yeah, you know the dining car, they're like, dude, we're completely out of food.
The reason I thought the story was interesting, this was an Amtrak train. Remember when I took my wonderful bus journey and I was so amazed that there was like no security. I mean, you could smuggle anything on a flipping bus.
Yeah.
Because they don't check any bags or anything. You just get on the bus.
Terrorists, listen up.
Well, that apparently is not true. Because the federal investigators are now routinely looking for people who are using all modes of transportation, and they are using dogs. You may not even see the dogs sniffing your crap.
Yeah, I didn't see the dogs because
the nose
you put
up their ass would
the
be
bus.
A good.
I watched Shelly take
that.
Her suitcase, hand it to the guy. He stuck it in the bus,
and then I got on the bus. That doesn't mean that once you're on the bus, they don't have the dogs in there.
Woof.
Okay,
they're doing it now.
I watched you guys
saying.
Drive away. There was no dogs.
Okay,
okay.
Well, that's
you know what the best way to be to transport drugs.
Why don't we tell everybody?
Taxi.
In the trunk of your car?
Taxi. No, they'll check your car. Taxi. Nobody checks a taxi. $1,700 cab fare.
Yeah.
Yeah,
to smuggle $1 million
it.
Worth of drugs.
Yeah. You know what? You know what would be the best way to transport drugs?
Not to do it.
Transporter.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for Star Wars.
Beam me up,
Star
baby.
Wars? Excuse me.
Star
Trek?
Trek.
Oh, ooh. Watch out. Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Wow. Nerd alert.
Okay. If the words dampener, inertial dampeners come out of your mouth, you're busted.
Do they need to be wet? Is that what it is?
That's my favorite pet peeve from Star Trek.
What?
The inertial dampener.
Yes, in the show. So they call them inertial dampeners instead of inertial
wet.
Dampers, which means to throttle back or to pull something back or tamp it down.
Dampener.
They always say dampener as if they've got some guy out there in a red suit with a mop.
He's the dampener.
It's their show. It's their world.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
But it's not correct.
Their world.
It's not correct. It's the wrong word. Okay, at any rate, where were we?
Captain Kirk?
We were with
You've
some guy
mail.
Who got the entire town stone
oh, yes.
with 45
no,
pounds.
No, well, he's in jail now. And they took his 45 pounds. It was probably originally 50 pounds, and they just skimmed some off the top.
He's yelling.
Almost for sure.
He's yelling, it was 60 pounds.
Yeah. okay, now.
Where'd the other five keys go?
If you were a bank robber, and you were going to have a media name, you know how they name criminals, like there was the Night Stalker, and, you know, they give them those flashy, mysterious names. Well, the media has dubbed this bank robber Mr. Magoo. Well,
they should have called him Chase.
Which really doesn't do much for his image. He is now suspected of a dozen...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they call him that because he looks exactly like Mr. Magoo.
Magoo?
Wow.
He's
all drawn.
He is now suspected of a dozen bank jobs from San Diego to San Francisco. His latest one was in Thousand Oaks on October 8th. And here's what I don't get. They have a very clear picture of this guy. I saw it on the internet. He looks exactly like Mr. Magoo. I swear I've seen this guy before, not just Mr. Magoo. They still haven't caught him.
Do you remember when...
He doesn't wear a mask or anything.
Do you remember when...
He wears a Mr. Magoo mask.
A couple years ago, or a year ago, or a couple years ago, there was a guy who was like Robin Banks. They called him the Silver Fox or something.
Yeah.
And this guy looked dead off like a former show host we had. I mean, we're looking at it.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
oh,
I remember that. I saw
God.
The picture.
Yep.
I was, holy crap. It's him.
You know what? I was almost ready to roll over on him. And then I saw another picture of him from a different angle. I'm like, no, that's clearly not him. But the one picture, oh, my
it
God.
It was the hat.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, let's see. Where are we?
What else you got?
Well, there's the sad news about the payphone graveyard. In Wenatchee, this is Washington, Central Washington, and this is just an indicator of how many payphones have gone to die.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 3 years, 65% of all the payphones in the country are gone.
I've said it before. My daughter was running late one day. I said, why didn't you stop and call me from a pay... I said, why didn't you call me? She goes, my cell phone was dead. I go, why didn't you just stop at a pay phone? And she looked at me and she goes, what's a pay phone?
Oh, I'm going to tell you something. At this rate, in the next couple of years, I'm going to have to get rid of my beeper.
Yeah. I only know where there's one pay
I
phone.
Yeah.
I actually have a beeper. In my drawer. I found it last week when I was cleaning out a drawer. See, I told you I needed my drawers cleaned out.
The one payphone that I know of happens to be next to Starbucks.
Starbucks,
that
that's the only
but
one that I know.
There used to be an entire bank of phones across the street in front of the Albertsons Market.
Mm-hmm.
None.
It says in the article that the only place where payphones are still profitable is in front of convenience stores.
Well, that's where all the dope,
where all the dope dealers are.
Yep.
Right. It used to be great on the side of gas stations.
Yeah. Oh, over by
bank,
where the
over
Tuesday
by the,
night
yep.
meeting is in Pomona. There used to be like
a
nine
bank
phones
of them.
There. And you'd go there sometimes, there'd be seven people on those phones.
There'd be seven people waiting.
To get a call. You can't use this phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
I'm waiting for a call.
In Poland, a political candidate has caused quite a controversy. In order to get her message out to young voters...
And he got 2+2 right?
What?
He got 2+2 right?
Jeez, Mark! In order to get her message... out to young voters to try to attract young voters. She did her political ad.
Nude?
No, she stripped while she did it.
Sweet.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking
was
about.
Was she strippable?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, you know, it's got to be the right person. It's
she
like,
has really nice lingerie, too. I saw that before she took off the bra picture.
It's
I was,
like
I was ruined for life yesterday.
Why?
I took my mother to go pick up her prescriptions. And while I'm sitting, this woman walked out of the grocery store.
Yeah.
Early 70s.
Yeah.
In a pair of dolphin running shorts.
Scarf for life.
I did not need to see that.
Wow.
I'm sure she was beautiful.
I couldn't look away fast enough.
I'm sure she was beautiful.
It was like a train wreck. You didn't want to look, but you had to.
You know, though, there's certain politicians you could watch strip. It would be okay. Another one's not so much.
Yeah.
Because, and I gotta throw this in. Jon Stewart, who has got
I would not want to watch Jon Stewart strip.
Oh, yeah, but this was great. Jon Stewart, who's mostly left, Mark being mostly right, he did
mostly.
A story on Michelle Bachmann having her picture in Newsweek.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, look, he goes, as we know, I'm not really a supporter of Michelle Bachmann, but he goes, really? Newsweek? He goes, could you have found any more of a... That's the best picture you had? He goes,
no,
look,
the worst picture.
He goes, you can say a lot of things about Michelle Bachmann, but the fact that she's not photogenic is not one of them. So they put up like 12 pictures of her where she looks like she's a CoverGirl model. And he goes, and you guys picked this one and her eyes are all spun. And he did a whole thing. He did like a 5-minute thing where he said, shame on you, Newsweek. He goes, shame on you. And I'm like, wow, you know that when a real liberal guy is like jumping on someone. Wow.
In Australia.
She looked
Australia
a little bit
story.
On meth, actually, in that picture. Aussie.
We're ready to move on to Australia now?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Shrimp on
Let's
the go
body.
To Australia.
Okay, a 13-year-old
the
boy.
Wonder, the land down under.
Was caught driving with high-powered weapons in a clapped-out truck. He was
in a
pulled
out truck?
Clapped out. Like it's broken down.
Oh.
They originally pulled him over, not because they realized that he was a 13-year-old boy, because they didn't realize that at first, but because the truck was not drivable. They were going to cite the truck
for
being on the road and not being
He
drivable.
Was driving it. It was
yeah,
obviously
it was drivable.
Drivable.
So they pull him over, and he's got all these automatic weapons, boxes of ammunition on the front seat. His father knew what he was doing and where he was going. It's not actually stated in the story why he had all the ammunition, but
he was going bird hunting.
Here's the interesting part of the story. They're all up in arms over him with all these weapons and things that his father knew he had, and he was out in the outback. They're all upset because his truck wasn't drivable. But the real thing that I want to know and is not mentioned in the story why he was towing a dead donkey.
It was live when he started.
You know, it was obviously, if you look at the picture, it's obviously been dead
well,
for a while.
Oh. This is another one of those stories where it's weird enough, and then suddenly you throw a thing in the end. Why is he towing the dead donkey?
And it doesn't say in the story. It drove me nuts. I read the story like 4 times because I couldn't believe they didn't explain why he was towing a dead donkey and why that isn't more of a matter of concern. What is the point?
It's the outback. What do you
want? Well, and so it's the outback, so why are they surprised that there's a kid with an automatic weapon? It's the outback. There are 47,000 things in Australia that have a specific purpose, a God-given purpose to kill human beings. I would have an automatic weapon if I lived in the outback.
Hey, listen. This is the same area where they're putting rubber sidewalks in so drunk guys don't hurt themselves.
True.
You know, I mean,
true.
On.
Checkmate. Mate. Checkmate, mate.
Very true.
Hi, mate.
Okay. For the irony of the week... comes from the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Isn't it ironic?
Is this the
breast
cure
cancer?
For cancer?
Yes,
yeah.
The cure. They help raise funds for breast cancer research.
I'll help them.
Of the ways that they
I'll help with the research.
Yeah,
I'm sure you
You're
will.
A giver.
One of the ways that they raise money for this research is that they. Sell something. They sell a perfume called Promise Me. They sell it in Target and Mac stores and stuff like that. And all of the proceeds from the sale of that perfume go to support breast cancer research. They found out that some of the ingredients in that perfume may cause cancer.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Someday they're going to have a big breakthrough. They're going to find out that cancer is hereditary in white laboratory rats.
Wow. I've come to the conclusion cancer is just God's way of knocking off people who would have otherwise been healthy.
Yeah. There's not enough water otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
I've got to go.
Okay.
Let's
I just want to make sure I get the hero of the weekend. That's why I went to the back first.
Well.
In Cedro Woolley, Washington State.
What is up with the Pacific Northwest and
their names?
What is this one?
Cedro Woolley.
What's the other? Kalamazoo? I mean,
Wahakachi, and then there was there's Squim, and there's all kinds of. What is it? Boring Oregon.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that.
Because it is.
It's in Drain County. I got a ticket there.
Circling the drain.
Yeah. No, really.
What's the Well, who's the hero?
Okay.
Come on, Shelley. Let's get moving.
A six-year-old little girl has her father. Her name is Justice Wadsworth, and her father is in the military, and he's stationed overseas. She misses him very much. Before he left, he gave her a teddy bear, and she calls it her daddy bear. And whenever she misses him, she hugs her daddy bear.
Okay.
You're over there missing the story, by the way.
Caught.
See? She pays no attention whatsoever.
Caught. Anyway, she calls it the daddy bear. A couple of days ago, the family was driving home to Cedro Woolley, and Justice got sick. And alongside the road, in the chaos, when she was throwing up and they're trying to get her better,
they left the bear
behind.
Oh.
Now, her mother realized that the bear was nowhere to be found. The little girl's crying hysterically. The next day, Justice's grandma posts about the lost bear on Facebook. The Washington, an employee from the Washington Department of Transportation saw her post and put out a tweet to his employees saying that a bear had been lost near that area on the road. Two of the workers decide on their own time, you know how big Washington is and how it's like empty. They drove around for hours till they found her bear and returned it to her.
Sweet.
So now she has her daddy bear back.
The unfortunate thing, it's all gritty with all the diesel fumes.
It doesn't matter, because the whole point was her father, who's overseas in the military, gave her the bear so that she wouldn't miss him so much. And now she has her bear back.
They're heroes.
Yes. What time is it? I got to do the one about the guy with his arm.
The guy with the arm?
Yes.
Did you see about a guy with two arms?
Yeah.
He used to be a guy with two
arms. Wow.
And this happened in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
The city of
brotherly
love.
Police are investigating the bizarre circumstances in which a man cut off his own arm and hand in Northeast. Well, why did they say own arm and hand? That's redundant. If you're cutting off your arm, you're also cutting off your hand. Reporters drive me nuts. Okay. Reporters that drive me nuts. It's their editors, because they're not catching this stuff.
The first thing I thought of was anal kegel.
What?
Snapped it right off, huh? You were in up to the forum?
You are bizarre, sick, and twisted. You know that?
He said he wasn't feeling well. He hasn't been well. He isn't well,
I'm
going
to hear about that one from my mom, because my mom listens to the show. She's going to be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yes. Okay, so anyway, on Wednesday evening, inside his home, the 34-year-old man, who is not named, used an electric saw to cut off his arm below the elbow. Then he cut the hand off of his amputated arm and hid the two parts inside his house.
Inside his what?
His house.
I would attach the hand to the elbow.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thought he was going to try and do.
Be a flipper.
Bunch of crazy
glue.
He'd
be like Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah. Plus, what's really cool is whenever he went to dinner with people, he couldn't reach his money.
You know what kind of
actually, I know a lot of people like that.
What kind of drugs were involved in this?
It doesn't say. The police are investigating why he amputated his own arm. They don't know why. He was taken to the hospital.
I'm thinking drugs.
In order to be able to do it, just to do it, you have to be under either extreme duress or
extreme pain.
Something like that. All right, that's the end of the boozy news. Hurry up. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance, and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. I love those guys. New Way. Helping all those guys to find a new way. So, Shelley.
What?
What's the topic?
Do, do, do,
the Trend
do,
Report.
Do, do.
As in?
Well, not the Trend Report.
Well, how would you like to cover it? Trudging? Trudging the road to happy destiny?
Well, the word trudge actually means to walk with purpose.
Okay.
But sometimes it feels like trudge in the sense that, geez, this is a slog.
Well, it could be that, too.
Sometimes, you know, at times when we were using or drinking or whatever, sometimes we were doing it for the excitement, you know, get out of ourselves, get away from the trudge. So how do you deal with the trudge now when it gets boring or you have a bad day or as opposed to a good day or whatever?
I boogie the road of happy destiny.
It's funny, I never see you boogieing.
Well, you're just not looking. You ever see me watch that Jive Aces video?
Yes, I see you watch it all the time. It's really annoying.
Oh, well, so then you've seen me boogie. Boogie, boogie, boogie. I don't know. You know, I've often looked at the, you know, I've always thought of trudging not so much as from the, you know, walking with purpose. I've always thought of trudging as like, kind of like my feet are in mud and I feel like I'm really going slowly. And most of the time I don't really feel like that anymore. How about you, Mark? What do you think about the trudge?
I got nothing.
Perfect. Who's the lead on music, by Shelly?
Oh, I'm just kidding. Sometimes you just do things for effect.
I liked it.
Yeah, I know.
For the excitement.
Yeah, for the excitement of it all. I don't know. I see people in this program that I think fit your definition of trudge, and they look like they're just dragging their asses through.
Yes.
Most people I hang out with aren't like that. You know, everybody's kind of having a good time. We're a party looking for a place to happen. Kind of like we were when we were out there at the beginning.
Minus the dope.
At the beginning, minus the dope. At the end, minus the with the dope. Not so much party.
Trudging in quicksand.
Yeah. So. No, you know, it's like, where exactly is happy destiny?
For me, it's right here.
Ooh.
Okay.
Brownie points. Brownie points. Sweet, I'll see you later on.
Shall we go to the movies?
No.
You see a quarter.
Wow. Yeah.
That's
talk
true.
About dating yourself.
When I was a kid, I remember my dad giving me $3 to go to the late night movie with my friends, and the $3 was not to get in, because it was only like $1 to get in. It was for all the gummy bears and crap.
Yeah.
39 cents or 29 cents. I remember 29 cents at the Covina Walk-In Theater right there down there.
Those dark chocolate things with the spring, with the
nonpareils?
Yeah.
Snow caps. I love
those.
That's
back in the day when it was like okay. That was like back in the day when it was okay as you were watching the movie. You'd notice a little flick on the screen. You're like, what was that? And you're like, God, I feel like having a Coke.
Yeah.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah. Popcorn was better.
So,
but
back to the trudging topic, shall we?
Oh, yes.
Do you ever experience the difference in the way people trudge? You know, you see that, like what Mark was talking about?
I know I have. I've had big differences in the way that I've trudged. I mean, I've gone through several periods where I'm not always necessarily happy, but content and at peace with things. And the trudge isn't very hard. It's, you know, I mean, bad things happen, but I'm able to meet, what does it say in the book? It's meet calamity with serenity. That's what it says in the book. And then there have been times when it's been a slog.
I usually meet it with a 357.
See, that doesn't work for me.
Works
I like
for
a Davis.
If you lived in Australia, you'd have automatic weapons.
Works for me.
I like a Davis 380.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's fine.
I used to have one of those.
That's a good gun.
Well, if you get ramped properly.
Sarah's over here going, this is free skate. You're just calling it a topic.
She's a Walther girl.
Oh, she's a 007.
Yeah.
I have a couple of those.
I like a wrist rocket with a pachinko ball.
A pachinko ball?
Yeah. Wrist rocket with a pachinko ball. Wrist rocket, you can shoot 2,000 yards. At close range, you could kill someone with a pachinko ball.
Where was I? What was I talking about?
You were trudging the road of happy destiny.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, I was saying that at other times, it's been hard and depressing. But, you know, a lot of the times, you know, we create our own misery, so.
We do.
You know.
I can agree with that.
If I'm miserable, my sponsors would always say, you know, you will sit there in your misery until the pain of sitting there becomes greater than the pain of working whatever step it was she wanted me to work.
That's right.
That's true.
You know, and I did, and I would sit there for a while before I would do the writing or make an amends or do whatever it was that I was supposed to be doing that I was putting off doing.
Just because it's warm and comfortable, if you sit in it long enough, it gets smelly.
Ew.
Ew. The thing that I always thought was interesting is I always used to wonder about that because I never really looked at it by the actual definition, which is, you know, walking steady with purpose. You know, I always looked at it, and I used to go, there'd be the reading, it'd be like, trudging the road of happy destiny. And it's like, wow, it just sounds like two completely different things. You know, I guess walking with purpose is, you know, it's like being sober. What is that, Shelley, the definition of sober?
Oh, seriousness of purpose.
Seriousness
is one of
purpose.
The definitions.
So we got walking with purpose and seriousness of purpose.
Yes.
Awesome. So have you trudged long enough to find happy destiny?
I'm looking around at the studio here.
If the studio is happy destiny,
I'm in big trouble.
We have a low
I have low expectations.
Yeah, low target of what happy destiny is.
I had a low bottom. I don't need to have a low top.
Yeah, wow.
I should have saved that.
That's a good one.
Too bad. You blew it now. What was the question?
Wow.
Med 6?
I'm starting to get really tired.
Shelley won.
Oh, tomorrow's my only real day off when I don't have to wake up, so I'm looking really forward to not setting the alarm.
Shelly's going to her default chair.
Yes.
What were you talking about, Shelly?
I don't know what I was talking about.
That makes three of us.
Trudging the road of happy destiny.
I don't remember what the question was, and he won't tell me.
Do you remember the topic?
Yes, the trudge report, but he won't tell me what the question was.
I said, have you ever been able to find that?
Oh,
have you ever trudged actually into happy destiny?
Yeah, actually, this summer I did. At the beginning of the summer, around about May, I decided that it would be a brilliant idea because I was really, really, really ultimately depressed about my weight. And among other things, I mean, depressed to the point where I was ready to start hurting myself or whatever. I wasn't going to drink, but anything else was on the table. I was that depressed. And I decided, because my psych meds were what got me in this mess to begin with, that I would go off of them.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Cocaine works well.
And I went off of them for about a month. By the end of the month.
Oh, you were a thrill.
Things got bad. Really bad.
Yeah.
In my head. Yeah. It was nasty.
Go back and listen to some older shows.
It was really nasty. So I went back on my meds, finally, after having a meltdown. And, you know, my sponsor was talking to me in that way, trying to determine whether
with
or not.
With her sponsor voice?
Her sponsor voice, trying to determine whether or not I needed to be stuck back in charter. And she eventually decided I did not, which I agree with. But I don't know. It was like at some point in the summer, I went back on my meds, and I stopped doing the starvation thing. And
not starving yourself is a good thing.
I think what happened was that I finally got tired of torturing myself. And when I gave up making myself feel like crap, a lot of things changed. And the happy destiny part sort of, charged ahead.
You mean when you surrendered, you began to win?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then, amazingly enough, when I was feeling better in my head, other things started to happen that were really good.
Awesome. How about you, Mark? Have you found your happy destiny?
You bet your ass.
You bet your ass, baby. Tonight's a not one time. Do believe it's fine, double fine.
I skip my way to the road of happy destiny.
You know nobody's going to get that.
Yeah. You did.
I am one lone Nugent fan in the wilderness.
I have surely met some of you.
Yes. See, you could have saved that for your final word, too.
Nah.
So where's your happy destiny?
I'll tell you.
You haven't said anything.
I was, last night was really interesting because there were a couple of, the speaker and the leader last night. One guy who I had just recently met,
who I knew from a long time ago,
and the leader who I've known since I walked in the door, and the three of us were talking at the break and just talking about how great life was and how interesting it was that three of us, all with 23 to 27 years of sobriety, all in that same grouping, were at a meeting on a Saturday night, and how great our lives were.
Just the fact of being in a meeting on a Saturday night. I remember when I was new, when that was just like, what? Really?
A prison sentence?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fact that you would be in a meeting on a Saturday night, you know, it's like, although I was kind of one of those people, I don't know, Sunday night at, 9 o'clock was a great reason to get loaded. I didn't really need it to be a certain party day.
Actually, Sunday night at 9 o'clock was a good reason to keep getting loaded.
yeah, not start getting loaded.
Yeah. Never started on Sunday.
I have a lot of my happy destiny. I mean, I'm married to Shelley.
Oh, brownie points.
I got a business.
You have a house?
I have a house. I've got kids that drive me crazy. But they're teenagers. I think that's their job.
You don't have a watch anymore.
My battery is dead on my watch. I just haven't gotten another one. I got two saved dogs and four saved cats and a bunch of friends that I dig. And, a radio show that is wildly popular for some reason.
Some bizarre unknown reason.
And you know what? I mean, things are good. You know what? I always say it beats the alternative. Every morning I wake up starts outstanding. It's better to look down at the grass than up at the grass. Shelley, what were your final words on...
It's much better than just smoking the grass.
Look, clearly. Trudging the road of happy destiny.
I'm not so sure that that's true. Because it would be really good to be looking up at the grass if you were a spelunker.
Wow. Spelunkers are usually in caves.
Yeah, but I mean the same thing. You're looking up from underneath.
What would your final words on the subject be?
Okay, I'm just saying. You know, we might have a fan out there that's a spelunker that might disagree with you.
Clearly.
If you spelunk, try not to get any on yourself.
Yeah.
That's not what it means. My final words on the subject are... I forget who said it. It was either Will Rogers, Mark Twain, or Abraham Lincoln. But one of the three...
There's a trifecta of quotes for you.
One of the three said, most people are about as happy as they make
up their minds to be.
Was it Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay. And I think that's true.
Of course, he got shot in the head the next day.
Well,
other than that, how was the play?
Yeah.
I think that, you can trudge in the sense this is going to be a slog, or you can trudge in the sense that you can walk with purpose. It's up to you.
I have to say this real quick. There was an interview on the History Channel with a woman who actually saw Lincoln get shot when she was a little girl.
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
She's old. The only thing that she could think of was, wow, that guy that jumped out of the box probably hurt his foot. She said that was the thing she remembered most about it was how bad the guy's foot must have hurt when he when he fell out of
John
the
John Wilkes Bush. Books. Bush.
Yeah.
Booth.
Yeah, forget about the fact.
What the heck is about, what wrong with me with the names? John Wilkes Booth.
Did you say John Wilkes Bush?
No, I said John Wilkes. I said a lot of names.
Wow. So, Mark, what are your final words on the trudging the road of happy destiny?
I think since I walked in the doors of this program, my life has progressively gotten better. So have I reached happy destiny? Compared to what? Compared to where I was? I've reached something that's much better than where I was when I got here.
Yeah, happy destiny on day one.
Am I satisfied that I've reached the best it's going to be? Not by a long shot. I think it just keeps getting better every day I don't drink or use.
I agree. You know, I like that. If you compare it to back in the day, it's all good. Even when days aren't good, they're better than they were. Shelly's got a pondering look on her face.
She does. She looks perplexed.
I'm not perplexed, but you said, do I think that this is as good as it's going to be, not by a long shot? If this was as good as it got for me, I'd be perfectly happy.
Brownie points.
I have a job I love. I've got a husband I love. I've got kids that I tolerate.
Wow.
Actually, they tolerate me. Like Bruce said, you know, if this was as good as it gets, then I'm perfectly happy.
I think it's going to be better. And I'm going to think that way all the way up until the day they stick me in the ground. It may not get any better, but if it stays the way it is now, it's okay. Shelley.
What?
Wow. Who are our friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other way, meet.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can get there by going to recovery101.net and clicking on the banner. So we get two hits for the price of one.
Ooh, Shelley's giving out free hits.
Yes, I am. Sweet. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in our sadly now understaffed post office.
Understaffed. They got plenty of staff. They just don't have plenty of locations.
Well, they cut a bunch of employees, too. And they took away like 125 processing centers.
It's okay as long as they don't take away the servers on the internet.
Now, where was I? Oh, and you can also ask him about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12 seconds to your little bird.
Sweet. Mark, do we have any friends online?
We do. That would be in the rooms. You go to intherooms.com. It's a fine, fine, fine sort of Facebook, be it as it may, of recovery.
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of, kind of, but not really.
Oh,
what?
Speaking of In the Rooms and Facebook, you can go to Facebook, type in the Rooms in the search box, go to the In the Rooms page on Facebook, and sign up for In the Rooms on Facebook.
Okay, I didn't know that. I'm done now.
Well, no, you got to talk about the rest of the site.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Nope, you just, nope.
That's, I just found out about that today.
I'm so depressed now.
You just usurped him.
Happy Destiny just jumped right out of my ass.
I'm sorry. Ow.
You need a Band-Aid. No, because I might want to go later.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was well lubed on the way in, though.
Ew.
So, you can put up a profile.
One cup.
Don't say things like that when I'm drinking Gatorade.
Oh. Anyway, you can put up a profile and enter the A of your choice. We've given you several ways.
As long as there's no Band-Aids.
That's right. Watch out for the Band-Aids. And you can go and they have speaker tapes and online chats, online meetings. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to our show while you search the site. And it's all cheap.
Free! We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com and recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack advertising staff, it's recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. And we've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Which is our motto.
Yeah, don't take yourself so damn serious. And Shelley.
What?
Who's the lead out music by?
I don't know. I never think about this ahead of time. Let's do one for Fran. Let's do Forever Amber.
Okay, everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Evil.